Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Trundlebed Tales, the podcast about luring with wilder historic foodways, one-room schools, and other social history. This is Sarah Utoff, the host and creator of Trundlebed Tales. Find us all around the web under Trundlebed Tales and on your favorite social media platform. If you listen or have an account on a podcast site, please leave positive feedback because it helps people find the show. And with that, I want to do just a little bit of housekeeping. And as always, I want to recommend that you can call in to be part of the show. Whether you want to make a comment or you just want to listen live, you can call in at 714-242-5253. That's 714-242-5253. Or 1-877-633-9389. That's 1-877-633-9389. And you can also chat while you listen to the live stream episodes. And today's events are that I'm going to talk about today are already listed on my blog. So you'll find them under December 2022 Laura Ingalls Wilder Christmas events, Laura Ingalls Wilder Christmas Plays 2022, and Dean Butler Reads for the Almanza Wilder Farm. So there's going to be quite a few things going on. And I think with that, we want to get on to the regular part of our show. And with that, back. Back to the main part. So this is going to be a little different episode tonight because usually when I do a monthly update, it's a fairly short thing. We just run through it. Sometimes, you know, we usually go for 15 minutes. Sometimes it's a little less than that. But I've got tonight scheduled for half an hour. And if we finish early, we can always quit early. But there is a lot of stuff going on. December tends to be one of the busy Laura Ingalls Wilder months with at least a couple home sites having events. But we've got a couple of extra things going on, and I'm going to go through my list of things I have, and I'm going to kind of explain and touch on things as we go. And with that, let's start with the December 2022 Laura Ingalls Wilder Christmas event. Now, this one is mostly Laura Ingalls Wilder events at the home sites. So, we're going in DeSmet, South Dakota. They actually have added two events this year. They're going to have Christmas at the Ingalls home Saturday, November 26th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And I know that November is technically last month, but it's a Christmas event, so I went ahead and put it in this. They say, join us for early holiday shopping, plus a chance to tour the Ingalls House on 3rd Street, free of charge. Stop at the Laura Ingalls Wilder Memorial Society for your free ticket. The pageant in DeSmet is also going to be having an event, and they're calling it a Barrel Full of Christmas Memories Radio Play. And it's going to be on Saturday, December 10th, 2022 at 5 p.m. Now, they've done a couple of these radio plays in the past, mostly when they were having issues, you know, because of the COVID shutdown, and they were trying to put something out there. And so this, they've decided to continue the tradition, at least through this year, which is kind of a cool thing to do. It will be broadcast live on Facebook, and they have previously left them up afterwards for quite a while. So, in fact, I think maybe last year's is still on there. So be sure to look that up if you haven't seen it yet. Now, if you actually can get to DeSmet, you can get tickets to watch it live at the DeSmet Event and Wellness Center in DeSmet. And tickets are $20, and there's a phone number you can call to buy. Mansfield, Missouri has been doing a Christmas event for many years, and it's Christmas at Laura's, and it's going to be Saturday, December 10th, 2022, from 5 to 7. And I have to edit that part out. But it's usually a small event that goes on. You can see it's just 2 hours. But they decorate Rocky Ridge, and it is one of only two times a year that you have traditionally been able to take a picture of yourself in the house. That may be changing, but for right now, officially, that is the only two times, this and during Wilder Days, which made me want to make a trip down just for that. But it turns out that Wilder Days, they also have that. So I got my picture standing in front of the fireplace at Rocky Ridge for their Wilder Day event. And with that, it gets us to Malone, New York. And Malone is typically known for Malone, New York. Local people prefer to describe it as Burke, New York, which is a smaller town that is a little closer by, but I think you can call it either one, and people will know what you're talking about. And their event is called Christmas with Almanzo. It's going to be Saturday, December 3rd, 2022, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. They're going to have children's craft activities and Farmer Boy Christmas chapter readings and carol singing. And I also have a couple of TV show events listed. Now, I don't normally do TV show events unless at least three, well, unless it's at a home site or at least three of the actors are going to be there. And I haven't had too many on my list, but as we're getting closer and closer to the 50th, I think there are going to be more events. There were several updates this year, and I'm going to be trying to watch that a little closer, but that is my my limit, is those three cast members. But there are two big ones coming from for the big 50th event in 2024. So there's going to be a 50th anniversary in Walnut Grove, Minnesota, and it's still to be announced. They don't have any details yet. They don't have dates. They don't have anybody who's planning on coming, but they will have something the summer of 2024. They are also going to have a 50th anniversary of the TV show and cast reunion in Simi Valley, California, March 22nd to the 24th in 2024. And they actually have a thing set up that you can sign up for their mailing list, and the link to that is in my episode or in my blog post about the Christmas event. And we're going to keep an eye on those. If you don't know, Simi Valley is where they shot a lot of the outdoor scenes. The indoor scenes and some of the outdoor scenes were shot in the studio, but anytime it's clear they're outside, then that is most of the time in Simi Valley. There were other places they shot also, but the vast majority of it is Simi Valley. And that is a movie ranch, which means they rent out the land for people to shoot movies there. And so it isn't always available for touring. And so to have an event with the people from the TV show there and people there to kind of show you where things were, I think sounds like a lot of fun. And if you are someone who wants to go to Simi Valley, I think this might be your opportunity. All right. And that gets us to the Loring's Wilder Christmas Plays. Now, there are actually several different Christmas plays out there. Now, these are ones that were written by somebody and they own rights, and the rights are available for purchase. So these aren't things that you can just like print off and do. These are actually full-blown plays. And the ones that I have are A Laura Ingalls Wilder Christmas by Lori Brooks, A Little House Christmas by James DeVita, Melodies and Memories of Laura Ingalls Wilder, A Little House Christmas at Plum Creek by Lisa Cordes, Patchwork, The Life of Laura Ingalls Wilder. And two of those don't really seem to have a name attached, which is kind of odd, but they don't. But they are plays, and they have been put on by several different companies. So apparently they are a thing. The two that you see most often are A Little House, A Laura Ingalls Wilder Christmas and A Little House Christmas. And I have seen those two, and it is definitely interesting. But before I get into that, I have added another thing, and I'm going to try and do better with it this year, keeping up. Now, I had mentioned a couple of years back that Little House on the Prairie, the musical, had opened rights to community productions. And again, you have to buy the script, pay the rights for the production, and that kind of thing. And about the time they opened up, I mean, it was so close to when they started selling the rights that when we shut down for COVID, that I really didn't think they'd done much yet. But actually this year, there were quite a few productions of Little House on the Prairie. Now, the musical. Now, I'm not saying that there's, you know, like an overwhelming amount, but there are quite a few, and I have not got them all listed. So one of my New Year's resolutions is to try and do better with that and post them a couple times during the year. Now, the ones that are still going for 2022, we missed the one at the Elkhart, Indiana. They had one in October, the weekend of the 14th. Fergus, Ontario in Canada had one the last two weekends in October. And that was close enough. I just went ahead and listed them. But we have a couple that are still listed and coming up. One is in Quincy, Illinois, and it's going to be from December 9th to the 10th. And then from December 15th to the 18th. So if you're in the Midwest, that looks like that'll probably be your best bet to see the show. And I really haven't seen the community version yet, and I'd really kind of like to, because a big part of how the play happened was tied into its infrastructure. And I don't know how local communities productions do that. So I wish the Iowa City Community Theater would do it, because they are so marvelous at things like that. I'd like to see how they did it. But anyway, that's the one for this year in Quincy, Illinois. Now, we do have one for next year already, and I went ahead and put that on here too, because if you are looking for a production, it might be that Eau Claire works better for you. and it is from February 3rd to 5th, 2023. So, as I mentioned, A Laura Ingalls Wilder Christmas by Lori Brooks is one of the big names in terms of numbers of people producing them. And I actually have a video clip from the YouTube page of a theater who did it in 2022. So it isn't the whole play, but it's a little bit of the play, and you can get an idea of what it's like. And it is going to be in Knoxville, Tennessee, and it's going to be open to the public for performance December 9th, 10th, and 11th. And then they will also have school dates. So if you have a school in the area, you might try and come. And that is December 9th, December 12th, December 13th, and December 14th. And that is at the Clayton Performing Arts Center. There is also A Little House Christmas by James DeVita. And I've got a clip of that, too, also in linked in the blog. And it is going to be produced this year in Coppell, Texas. And it's going to be there December 2nd to the 4th, December 9th to the 11th, and December 16th to the 18th. And and then going on, we have Melodies and Memories of Laura Ingalls Wilder by Larry Fletcher Florence, and we've got a little video of that, but there are no current productions found this year. And A Little House Christmas at Plum Creek, no current productions this year. And Patchwork, The Life of Laura Ingalls Wilder, I was actually thinking about pulling it off because I hadn't seen it done much, but apparently in my search I found there had been a production in 2019, which is pretty recent. So I went ahead and left that there, and there is also a little video of that so you can get the flavor of that one too. And then, as I mentioned, there are also meeting for a reunion for actors on the TV show. And I'm still kind of wavering about what to do about that. So if you have any ideas where you would expect to look for them, let me know. Or if you know there is a page that already lists them, that's open web, just out so everybody can see it, I would like to know that too, because I honestly would much prefer just to be able to have a link to a site somebody else is doing. This really isn't even close to a focus of what I'm doing, so I don't want to have to go through and assemble one myself. But so this is putting out there a request. Do you know if there is one, or are you willing to create one? That would be very happy if there is one. So if you know one, let me know. But for the time being, I put the reunion under the Christmas plays because it isn't a home site event, and it was really more of a production. But let me know what you think about that. You can leave a comment or find me anywhere in social media and tell me where you would expect to do it. And this one is going to be at the North Alabama Christmas Market. That's the Cotton Gin at Roberson Farm in Rogersville, Alabama. And apparently these are kind of gigantic, like, crafts fairs, it looks like, down south. There's actually quite a few that are listed as Christmas markets, as big events. And there were several in Alabama alone. I had never heard of such a thing, but apparently it's a southern thing. And it's going to be December 3rd and 4th, 2022. You have to buy admission to the market with a ticket. The cast members that are going to be included will be Dean Butler, Charlotte Stewart, Patrick, and I am sorry, I'm going to totally mess this up. I'm going to have to learn how to say his name because I normally just spell it. Well, actually, I don't want to insult him by getting the name wrong. So since I can't say it, he's the guy who played Andy Garvey. Then Wendy Lou Lee played Baby Grace Ingalls, and Pamela Roylance played Sarah Carter. They will have autograph pictures for sale. You can also have an item or autograph of your own, and they will have CDs, books, and other collectibles. But you do have to either purchase the item there or pay a fee to get your item signed. There's going to be tickets for both days, and they will have lots of vendors with vintage and antiques to homemade crafts, lots of great food things, and the pre-sale tickets for the Saturday early bird are now available. And they will also have on Sunday a Little House on the Prairie breakfast, QUA's, FUQUA, Southern Soul Food. And that also is a ticketed event. So if you like Little House on the Prairie and you like the Waltons, this would be the event for you, because I, in what I posted in my blog post, I just did the Little House people, but it is apparently the 50th anniversary of the Waltons this year. And that is, they're having a whole bunch of events there, including an official anniversary photo that is available for use, or for sale, available for sale, I'm sorry. All right, and that brings me up to the reason why I'm doing it this year, or doing it this early this year. Now, I try and do things early every year. I haven't had great luck with these updates this year, but I wanted to get it done today because tomorrow, Dean Butler is going to be doing a reading on the Almanzo Wilder Farm Facebook page. And some of the actors from the NBC Little House series are more involved with the fandom than others. And Dean Butler, who plays Almanzo, is very involved. And he has a special connection with the Wilder Farm in, you know, Malone or Burke, New York. And he, in fact, did a documentary for them, Almanzo Wilder, Life Before Laura, which, as much as anything, is a really good souvenir for your visit to Malone. And I really recommend it for that. If you go to Malone, you're going to want one of these DVDs, or however they are selling them then. And he's also worked with them on a couple fundraisers. And between now and Christmas, he's working on another fundraising project with them. And part of that is he's going to be reading some selections from Farmer Boy four more times between now and Christmas. So if you want to see it tomorrow, he's going to be live on their Facebook at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, which is 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. And if you're farther west than that, you'll have to translate the times on your own. It should be a really interesting event. He read Farmer Boy as part of Alison Ongram's reading thing. He did a great job. And I think he'll do a great job with this. And he also said in his little video about it that if you become a member, you will have a special holiday download. And I think they are going to have that available for people who are just, who are already members, if you're interested in that. So I'm glad to see that they are still working on their roof fund, And you know how important roofs are for historic buildings. I certainly say it enough, and I hope that you'll consider donating to them. And they also are having a raffle right now. And I certainly bought some tickets, and I hope you will too. And I hope I win, but even if I don't, it's good to get the money to them to help with their various projects. And the last thing I want to recommend to you, as we are coming up on Black Friday, is if you are going to be buying from Amazon this year, be sure you go into Amazon Smile. And that is smile.amazon.com. That gets you to the same exact website, but they will take a certain percentage off your order. And, I mean, you're not paying less, but they are taking that as part of what you paid and donating it to a nonprofit you chose. Now, if you forget and don't go to smile.amazon.com, they will take nothing. But this is a fairly simple way to get them a donation without it costing you one penny. You do have to have it set up ahead of time, and I do have a blog post message on that too. And just be sure to do it, because if you're shopping Amazon, you want to do it with a smile. And I also wanted to point out that I am working on my Laura Ingalls Wilder Christmas present post. I was kind of hoping I'd have it done by now. I do not. But hopefully in the next couple days we will get that out. And so you can get an idea of some really cool things that are going on that you can get at the Laura home site. And with that, we are at 27 minutes past the hour. So it did take almost the half hour to tell you what all is going on this December. I hope that you enjoyed the episode and that we will be hearing from you again real soon. Remember that you can find me on Trundle Bed Tales, on the website, on the blog. You can schedule a program to have me do both digitally and in person. You can watch my videos on YouTube. You can listen to this podcast. You can look at my photos. And you can find me on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, SlideShare, and academia.edu. So looking for you all around the web. I hope you have a happy Thanksgiving. And as I say, remember to brighten the morning. Thank you.